Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week from GNC Week in Review, powered by GeekNewsCentral.com. LG teases a new phone. Apple will be releasing 4 iPhones and more. And Samsung makes announcements at IFA. Those are some of the tech news stories from this week. And it's Friday, September 4th, 2020. My name is Kirk Corliss, and it's episode 69 of the GNC Week in Review podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. We are streaming live at gncweekly.com/live, as well as Facebook Live. So please be sure to say hello in chat or comment. Also be sure to like and subscribe to the GNC WIR channel on YouTube. If you miss a live video, that's okay. You can always catch the replay later. If you are a new listener, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast, where you can find in the right-hand side column at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. If you have a comment or suggestion, be it on social media or email, and it all can be found at gncweekly.com/connect. We're going to jump in with the tech news from this week. A little bit of light tech news this week as well, again. So hopefully next week, a little bit more, tech news coming in. And also, Scott is not with us this evening when he moved to his new studio. Unfortunately, he doesn't have internet in his new studio. So hopefully the move went okay, and hopefully he'll be back with us next Friday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time. All right, so we're going to kick things off with the top news story this week. And first up, LG on Wednesday unveiled a new mobile initiative called the Explore Project that says will launch devices that, quote, deliver distinctive and yet unexplored usability experiences. The company also released a promo video, which we'll see. I have a link up, link in the news on the in the show notes, that appears to have to tease a new swirling handset with a promise of more to be revealed on September 14th. So we will keep an eye on that. That was announced. Now there's a lot of CES was canceled until next year, but there is a tech convention called IFA. And it's held in Berlin every year. And I believe, from what I understand, they had virtual announcements, but also I believe possibly in person. I'm not sure if it was canceled because of COVID-19. But I'm going to bring up the video right now, if you're watching on live video right now, where Samsung made announcements at IFA 2020. And there is the premier 4K laser projector. It can display images up to 130 inches in size. Samsung says it's extremely bright and vibrant, thanks to, quote, being the world's first HDR 10 plus certified projector. There's no official pricing there's a 130 inch model or the smaller 120 inch model. Excuse me. There is the Galaxy A425G. They haven't announced pricing on it. It is due to go on sale this year. There's the Galaxy Fit 2. Excuse me. This smartwatch provides fitness stats for multiple different types of workouts, as well as providing data for heart rate, calories burned, and pace. Pricing has not been announced on that. There is the Odyssey G55 gaming monitor that has a one millisecond response time, a 240 240 hertz refresh rate and a 27 inch curved screen. There's the Terrace outdoor TV. It was unveiled earlier this year. And there, it's a 65-inch weatherproof TV designed to be installed in your garden. The screen has an anti-reflective coating, 4K resolution, and IP55 weatherproof rating to keep it safe from rain. It is on sale already for $5,000. So if you have $5,000 laying around, you may want to pick it up. There is the Ciro rotating TV. That's available now for $1,600. There is the RB7300T Classic Refrigerator and also the Wireless Charging Trio. There's no pricing on that. There is the WW9800T Washing Machine and DV8000T Tumbler Dryer. So I will link up in the show notes on all the information, a little more detail on in the show notes for this week's episode. I lost my screen there for a second on my video. I apologize if you guys are watching live. Let's start. Okay. Including five basic 5.4 inch and 6.0 inch models, along with two pro models with 6.1 and 6.7 inch displays. All of them will have clearer and more colorful OLED displays, along with the same squared edge design of the most recent iPad Pro. The iPhone Pro may have stainless steel edges, with the cheaper models sporting aluminum sides. The higher end models would come in a dark blue design that replaces the midnight green on the 2019 iPhone 11 Pro lineup. Apple believes that the demand for iPhones will be strong despite the pandemic, and it says it plans to make 75 million 5G iPhones in total. The company already said that it will release the new iPhones, quote, a few weeks later than last year's models, which shipped on September 20th. Now, however, according to Bloomberg sources, the lower-end devices will be available before the Pro models. Also, Apple could also release two new watches, including a successor to the flagship Series 5 and a Series 3 replacement that will go up against lower-end Fitbit-type devices. Meanwhile, the iPad Air will take a page from the 2019 iPad Pro with slim bezels and Touch ID on the power button. Finally, Apple will reportedly release a smaller and cheaper HomePod speaker along with Apple-branded over-ear headphones. Apple has released over-ear Beats headphones before, but not ones with the Apple name. The company, Apple, is also working on a new Apple TV device, but that might not arrive until next year. Apple could also release iOS 14 in September, even though the iPhones won't be shipping until later. And this is all in the, but it's this month, excuse me. So all this right now is still in the rumor stages. Amazon is continuing to expand its home state on Friday, today announcing that it plans to add 10,000 more jobs to its offices in Bellevue, Washington. The expansion was detailed in a blog post by John Schlatter, the company's president of Global Real Estate Facilities. It follows a February announcement detailing plans to create 15,000 jobs in the city. To accommodate the new hires, Amazon says, to accommodate new hires, Schlatter says Amazon has, quote, secured an online 2 million square feet of office space in downtown Bellevue by leasing new iconic and sustainable properties from Vulcan 555 Tower in West Main. Both properties are under development. In addition to new jobs, Amazon also announced that it's providing $1 million grant to the City of Bellevue's Human Services Fund to, quote, support health and human services, human service providers helping local families in need, with the city distributing, quote, these funds to more than 40 entities across the East Side. T-Mobile on Wednesday announced a much wider rollout of its 2.5 gigahertz mid-band 5G coverage, adding 81 new cities and towns to a total list of 90 markets throughout the U.S. Neville Ray, T-Mobile's president of technology, says, quote, This is our 5G strategy in action. Mid-band is the 5G spectrum, and T-Mobile has more of it than anyone. We have nearly twice as much low and mid-band spectrum as AT&T and nearly triple that of Verizon. And that means T-Mobile is the only capable of making the world's best 5G network a reality. T-Mobile promises up to gigabit speeds in certain conditions, but the company says you're more likely to get average download speeds around 300 megabits. Back in March of this year, 9to5 Google reported that Google was preparing to launch its own Android TV dongle, and they obtained information that suggests the price of Google's first Android TV dongle, quote, Sabrina. According to Home Depot's internal systems, Google's Sabrina Android TV dongle is going to have affordable than anyone expected. Currently, the product is listed at just $49.99, well below the cost of the current Chromecast Ultra, and just $15 above the third-gen Chromecast. It also directly matches the price of both the Roku streaming stick and the Amazon Fire TV stick. They can also see that Google is planning to release three different colors of its Android TV dongle: Rock Candy, Como Blue, and Summer Melon. After 9to5 Google broke this story, two more retail listings have been covered. Droid Life spotted the product at Walmart for $59, and Android Police has since also confirmed Target has that same $60 price point listed internally. Interesting, too, that listing comes with a September 30th release date. It's expected that Sabrina will make its debut alongside the Pixel 5 for A5G and the new Nest speaker at an upcoming Made by Google event. The product is also expected to launch a new version of Android TV known as, quote, Google TV, which is a redesigned UI, including YouTube TV and Nest integration. It's also expected to offer a programmable button on its included remote. Google's Smart Android News Playlist, your news update, which previously launched in Google Assistant, is arriving on Google Podcast. The move makes it easier for listeners to find news that's timely and relevant to them. This is according to a press release from Google on Wednesday. To use the Your News Update feature, open the Google Podcast app and choose the Explore tab. From there, you can subscribe to Your News Update feature. A mix of short news stories will be available based on your interest, location, listening history, and preferences. In other Google news, drivers in Austin, Texas can now use Google Pay directly within the Google Maps app on iOS and Android to pay for parking. The new feature part of a partnership with the transportation software company Passport will become available in more states in the coming weeks. Vishal Duda, Google Maps product manager, says in a press release, quote, we're excited to work with Passport to help drivers in Austin pay for parking more quickly and conveniently right from Google Maps. The new feature seeks to make driving and parking safer as people try to turn to normalcy amid the coronavirus pandemic. 8 months after announcing plans to step back from their official royal duties, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have turned their attention to Hollywood. Netflix has signed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to a multi-year production deal. The pair, who have lived in Los Angeles area since March, have set up their own production company. They'll make documentaries, feature films, scripted shows, and children's series exclusively for Netflix. They said in a statement to the New York Times, quote, our focus will be on creating content that informs, but also gives hope. As new parents, making inspirational family programming is also important to us. They believe Netflix, quote, will help us share impactful content, then locks action through its, quote, unprecedented reach. And Netflix has not disclosed the financial terms of the deal. in the do you need your help with your tech this week over on on Computer World. There's five fantastic Android 10 features you probably forget to use. There's focus mode. There is silent notifications. There is live caption, which I use a lot. There's also number four, smarter swiping between apps. And number five, a more reliable menu opening gesture. So I have a link up in the show notes. You can check that out. Next up in how can do you need help with your tech over on AndroidCentral.com. It'll show you how to switch carriers, be it AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint. It'll walk you through on how to if you want to keep your phone, check your compatibility through each provider. And also on AndroidCentral.com, how to get the best fit for your true wireless earbuds. Try different ear tips, wing tips, and so on. And also on AndroidCentral.com, the best nightlights for kids and babies. So if you have a little darling in your life, there's ones from the best overall. This is from Android Central's picks. LumaPets Nursery Bear Nightlight to Best for Travel, VAVA Home VA-CL009. And lastly, and do you need your help with your tech? This is from Engadget.com. The best ultra portable laptops you can buy. And it'll give you their Engadget's picks from the best overall, Dell XPS 13, which I have and I love it. They also for the best for Apple fans, the MacBook Air, best convertible, the HP Spectra X360 13, and there's a lot more. And again, I will have a link up in the show notes that you can check out. And finally, now. So I'm going to preface this with one item. This has been a running theme about food. A few weeks ago, Scott and I, it was reported about a student ate a meatball sandwich while taking a test online, and it deleted her work or her test or something like that. Last week, there was a TikTok video that had millions of views on a guy that glazed a Krispy Kreme donut 25 times. This week it's food, and I'm going to pull this up, and I'm waiting for this page to load so I can show you on live video right now. Just give me a couple seconds, guys. I'm just waiting for this to load. I apologize. Okay. All right. So I'm going to bring this up in a second on video. Okay. So, there's an ad. There's an ad. So we're going to get that out of that. Okay. So the premise was this bear went into this this Lake Tahoe convenience store. And now that there it is. Okay. Bear happens to decide to walk into a convenience store and grab some snacks. And this video went viral. This is in the King's Beach store. This is in Lake Tahoe. And he is going to town on snacks. What, if you're watching the video, and I'm going to see if I can rewind this. If I saw this bear, I would run for the hills. So I'm going to rewind this a little bit, and you can watch the video, and I have a link up in the show notes. If you watch the video, the guy smacks the bear in the butt. So, I mean, if I saw this bear, again, I would run for the hills. Let this man be. And he was apparently just going to town on some snacks, and he left. No one got hurt or anything like that. So, that's the past couple of weeks. It's all been about food. So, and this video went viral all over Twitter and social media and everything like that. So, I thought that was pretty cute to see, and I'll put that in for you guys. All right. And that is the tech news for this week. Again, short tech news this week, very light in content for the tech news. So again, hopefully next week there's going to be a lot more tech news that's going on, and we'll be happy to provide it to you. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Show notes from this episode can be found at gncweekly.com. Also, be sure to check out the latest tech news and commentary from geeknewscentral.com. And be sure to tune in Mondays and Thursday evenings at geeknewscentral.com/live for the Geek News Central podcast. And then be sure to watch and tune in at gncweekly.com/live Friday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So please be sure to like and subscribe to the GNCWIR channel on YouTube. Or please be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to tune in with Scott and Abram Pilch on F5 Refreshing Technology Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern at plugitslive.com/join us. Comments on this week's episode, love to hear from them. Head on over to gncweekly.com/connect. And you can connect via email, Twitter, or Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Kirk Corliss. Scott is on Twitter at @TTMABO. Till the next episode of GNC Week in Review. So long.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.